Integrity is being honorable, it is being disciplined, and most importantly, it is being free. Integrity is about being who you were created to be.
You got porn in your pocket, meaning anywhere, anytime, all day long.
And Job said, I've made a covenant with mine eyes.
What do you have to do? What lengths do you have to go to? Whatever it is, get it out of your life. Stop it.
You fight it as though your very life were threatened, which it is.
But it's not about fighting by yourself. It's about fighting with brothers who are right there with you. And I am one of them. We are in this together because this is Fight Club. Welcome to Fight Club. Brother, if you struggle with lust in any sense of the word, you're in the right place, because I do too. But I want to start with a question today. Are you ready? Look, lust is a complete toxin. It is a poison that is destroying our lives and destroying our future. But I don't need to convince you of that. You wouldn't be here watching or listening to this if you didn't already believe that. But I do want to ask you this question. Are you ready? Because if overcoming lust was a simple thing that you could just wake up one morning and decide to do, you would have already done it. But that's not how it works. And I have a feeling you know that all too well. I know that I do. Because overcoming lust requires a remarkable amount of energy and effort and sacrifice and time. And it's not quick and it's not easy, but it is worth it. And that's why I want to start with this question. Are you ready? Because your deepest answer to that, the deepest corner of your heart says to that question matters. Because if you don't go all in, then what are we even doing here? And I want to illustrate that with a story. Look, on December 7th, 1941, the Empire of Japan launched a surprise attack against the United States of America. We know this today as Pearl Harbor. One day later, millions of young men, just like me and you, were drafted into the forces of the United States. Now, when they were sent to war, they were given one command. Win the war and you can come home. Clear and simple. And they did just that. They fought like hell. They gave everything. They answered the call and they won. Complete and total victory. But 20 years later, America got involved in another war. This one in Vietnam. Now, the same thing happened. Millions of young men, just like me and you, were drafted to the forces of the United States and sent off to war. But this time, the command changed. They weren't told, win the war and you can come home. Instead, they were told, fight like hell, don't get us wrong, but after a year of duty, you can come home. Now, the result of that war was completely different. I'm not discrediting what the Vietnam veterans did. They still answered the call. They still fought like hell. Some of them did sacrifice everything, but the result was not total victory. Because if you tell any man with 40 days left on his tour to go charge a machine gun nest, it's not going to be the same. Because whether or not he takes that machine gun nest has nothing to do with if he's going home or not. If you had a year left on your duty, that wouldn't change either. But for the veterans of World War II, when they were told, go take that machine gun nest was the only thing standing between them and going home. So they gave everything, whatever the cost. Total victory has to be our goal. It is the only way that we ever get through this problem. And if it's not your goal, stop right now. There's no point. You have to be all in. Because look, we have been drafted into another war. This one, not like World War II or Vietnam, this one's different, but it is just as dangerous, just as important. And it's the war against lust. And it is a war that is fought in here, but it's also fought out here. Now, we'll get to that in a minute. But what you need to decide on right now is if you are ready to do whatever it takes to fight like hell and to win. Look, you get to choose your tour of duty when you're fighting against lust. Do you want to go a week without failing? Do you want to go a month? Do you want to try and get to a year or that the 90-day mark that is that, you know, that flagship of, oh, this solves all your problems if you can get to 90 days. Is that your goal? Is that what you want to do? Do you just want to give a better handle on your problem? Is that your goal? Or is your goal complete and total victory? Look, I'm not even going to entertain those other goals because they're completely useless in this fight. I've had them before. They haven't worked. The only one that's ever worked is when I have gone all in. And I've given everything that I have, and I have decided that whatever it takes, whatever the cost, whatever the sacrifice, whatever the effort, I'm going to do it. I'm going all in, and I am going to have victory, or I'm going to die trying. That is the mindset of the founding fathers. Give me liberty or give me death. That is our only option here. So I have to genuinely ask you today, brother, are you ready? Are you ready to go all in? Are you ready to do whatever it takes? And if the answer to that is yes, then we can move on, and we can talk about what our actual goal is here. Because The battle against lust isn't a battle to just stop lusting. That's not how it works. Look, you were designed to enjoy sex, all right? I don't know if that's uncomfortable, and I'm sorry if it is, but God designed sex. It's a good thing. It's something that you are supposed to enjoy within the bounds of marriage. That is not bad. But lust outside of that is absolutely, completely destructive. And that is what is unacceptable. So our goal when we decide to go to war against lust and do whatever it takes is complete sexual integrity. Look, aren't you tired of dealing with this? Aren't you sick and tired of being stuck in that rut, stuck in that hole, feeling completely hopeless, unable to get up and out of it and live your life the way that you want to? Aren't you sick of those thoughts that completely run your life? Aren't you sick of having one bad day and all of a sudden spiraling into a complete and utter mess that you don't know how to clean up? Aren't you sick of it? Don't you want to make your life count? Don't you look at your future and think, man, where I could be in 5, 10, 15, 20 years if I would just get over this little problem? Oh, how much time would I be able to get back? How much clarity would I have? What could I do with my life if I were to just go all in and finally have victory? If this never bothered me again, a day in my life, how much different would it be? Look, the only thing standing between you and the life that you've always wanted, the life that you envision for your future, is integrity. Now, what is integrity? Integrity is aligning your actions with who you want to be. Like you often hear it as integrity is being the same whether someone is watching or not. And that's true. But in this battle, no one is ever watching. It is always you alone in your room or your bathroom or wherever it may be. And it is just you in that phone or you in that laptop or you in whatever it is. And it's a decision every single time. Integrity is being one. It is being one man. It is being the same man in public, the same man that all of your friends, all of your loved ones, everyone who you ever encounter, including God, sees you as, and being one in private when you are alone and that door is closed and you have no obligations coming in the next 12 hours and it is just you and nobody. It is being the same person in both of those moments. That is what integrity is. Integrity is being honorable. It is being disciplined. And most importantly, it is being free. Integrity is about being who you were created to be. Look, one of my favorite Bible verses in all of the Bible comes from Job 1:1. And this is what it says. There once was a man who lived in the land of Uz. His name was Job. He was blameless, a man of complete integrity. He feared God and he stayed away from evil. That is one of my favorite Bible verses in all of the Bible. And the reason why is because when I die, when I get to the end of my life, and all of my loved ones, everyone who I've ever invested in or cared about, who is impacted by my life or impacted my life, when they're all together mourning my death or celebrating my life, whatever it may be, and they join together, I don't care what they say about what I did during my life. I don't care if, you know, they talk about, man, he was really great at his job, and he worked really hard. And he served really well in his community, and he did all those things, you know, like all of that. And he made a lot of money, and he had a ton of success. I don't care about any of that. What I do care about is that if they could get up on that stage, and if they could read Job 1:1 as an obituary of my life, there once lived a man named Job in the land of Uz. He was blameless, a man of complete integrity. He feared God, and he stayed away from evil. Look, the only way that you live a life worth living is if you live a life of integrity. We admire integrity. Every single time that you see it in the movies, every single person who's ever had integrity has always been admired. It is a character trait that is above all else. There are few things that are more respected than integrity because it's doing the right thing even when it's hard. Sexual integrity is about staying away from everything lustful. And that means if you aren't married, you have nothing to do with anything sexual at all. That means any sort of content that is sexual in nature at all, including movies or TV shows or anything like that, you should have nothing to do with. That includes with, if you have a girlfriend, having nothing to do with anything sexual. Sexual integrity is staying completely free from all of that stuff. Because if you leave even just one toe still in the waters of lust, it will drag you back in and your integrity with it. You will be completely annihilated. So sexual integrity is staying away from all forms of lust, entirely, completely. Every app, every TV show, every friend, every situation, everything that is lustful in any way, shape, or form, unless you are married, you stay away from. That is complete sexual integrity. And that is the only standard that is acceptable in our battle. Our goal has to be complete sexual integrity. And that leads me to one more question. Who are you and who do you want to be? Genuinely take some time today and write out your answer to those questions. Because if your goal is complete sexual integrity, you need to be able to align those two things. Because who you want to be is not who you are today. And the only thing standing between you and who you want to be is your integrity. Look, your future self is either thanking you today for the commitment that you're making right now, or it is suffering the consequences of your immaturity. But you get to choose. You are one decision away from a completely different life, from a life you've always wanted. All you have to do is decide. All you have to do is commit. All you have to do is say today that you're answering the call from World War II. Win the war, and you can go home. Whatever it takes, win the war. It won't be easy, and it won't be quick, but it will change everything for the better. And it is so worth it. I can say that from experience. Freedom is one of the most beautiful things you could ever find. And it genuinely changes everything. So let's get into how this is going to work. And first and foremost, we need to talk about Jesus. Look, I'm not trying to bury the lead here and say that this is a program for everyone to be able to break free from lust. It is. But it's not completely separate from anything faith. Jesus is fundamental to this. If you aren't a believer, we will get into all that. You do not have to be a believer to start this. You don't have to believe in Jesus. You don't have to be baptized. You don't have to be saved. You don't have to go to church. All you have to do is be willing to learn. All you have to do is be willing to accept that maybe, just maybe, you can't solve this on your own. Because you can't. I've tried. I know a lot of other guys that have tried. You can't solve it on your own. It is only through the grace and the power of Jesus that you can be totally free from this. Complete sexual integrity is only done for God and through God. Now, we'll get into all that later, but I don't want to bury that. I want to be perfectly upfront and honest. Jesus is a huge part of this. In fact, he's the main part of this. But we'll talk about that later. Let's talk about what you need to do today, right now. Because complete sexual integrity and deciding that you're all in and you are totally ready is one thing, but the actual practical steps of doing that is another. And the first one is one of the hardest. Now, I know sexual sin and the struggles that you've dealt with in lust is a very private thing. Usually, it is just you. Usually, it is just a problem that you can deal with and no one ever has to know. In fact, you might be sitting here listening or watching to this and no one does know. You might be the only person in the world who knows what you're struggling with. Brother, that's a problem. That is an absolute problem. You cannot have freedom. You cannot have victory if you stay in that place. That is unacceptable. Now, I'm not trying to call you out and make you feel bad about yourself. I am trying to get you to understand that isolation was the breeding ground for lust. And if you stay in isolation, you will stay in lust. You will stay in bondage. You will never break free. The only way that you break free is if you open up. And I'm not saying that you need to go post a video like this to the world saying that you struggle with it. I don't think it would be a bad thing necessarily, but that's not what you need to do today. But what you do need to do today is confess. Now, not just to anyone. Don't just bring that out into the world, especially if you haven't done it before. But you do need to find a fight club. So if you've answered the question today of are you ready with an absolute resounding yes, let's go to war. Let's do whatever it takes. I'll sacrifice anything. Then your first objective is to start your fight club. You need a group of brothers who are in this fight with you. Now, maybe that's someone who's actively struggling with this. Maybe that's someone who struggled with it in the past, or maybe it's someone that you just trust. Maybe it's one dude, maybe it's five dudes, maybe it's 10 dudes. Whoever it is, you need to create a group of brothers who are in this fight together, who will fight arm in arm, who will do whatever it takes, who will love you when you need to be loved, who will uplift you when you need to be uplift, but who will call you out when you are settling for anything less than complete and total victory. You need guys who have permission to hold you to your absolute best. The only way that you have victory is if you are in a fight club. So today, go find someone, anyone, and invite them into this. If you have a small group, go and send this to them and say, hey, I'm trying to break free from lust. Have you ever struggled with it? Let's do this together. If you have friends that you trust, send this to them. If you have a brother or an uncle, if you have a cousin or a couple of other friends that maybe you don't know that well, guys from youth group, whoever it may be, find someone, find anyone, and invite them into this. But the only way that you're going to do that, if you don't know anyone right now who struggles with this, which maybe that's true, the only way that you're going to do that and get them to open up is to be vulnerable first. Now, that's terrifying. That is one of the scariest things that you can do. But the truth is that the statistics say that at least 80% of all men on planet Earth struggle with lust. So if you're talking to a guy, any guy, chances are he struggles with this. And all you have to do to get him to open up about it is be vulnerable first. Say, can I ask you a crazy question? And then when they say yes, because I'll always say yes, say, I've really struggled with lust. Have you too? And if that one little moment of vulnerability and honesty can open the floodgates, that's the sort of thing that can get guys to be like, yeah, you know what? I have. I've been terrified to talk about it for a decade, for years of my life. And all that I've needed is someone to open up for me and give me the opportunity to talk about it. That one little moment of honesty could set off a chain reaction of freedom for not just you, but for everyone that you know. So do that today. If you don't already have guys that you can fight with, guys that you can talk to every single day about what you struggle with and be completely and totally honest, to take the mask off and say, you know what? I'm going to be me. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be open because I'm done with this. I don't care if it costs me something socially or economically or whatever it may be. I don't care what the cost is. I'm going to do whatever it takes. If you want to prove that you're ready for that, the best way you can do that is to confess to someone today and invite them into this battle. So find someone, be vulnerable, and invite them into this. And most importantly, go to war. Make it clear that you've made the decision to go all in, to do whatever it takes, and that they should too. And if you can find a brother like that, then you are well on your way to victory, because you're going to be walking together. Nobody fights alone. Everybody needs an army. So go find yours and go to war. Now look, this is not just a one-off episode where we're just talking about some important things for breaking free from lust. This is the beginning of something new. This is the beginning of 40 topics that are going to cover everything that you need to know to fully break free from lust. We're going to be in this journey together, and I'm so pumped for it. But let's talk about where we're going. All right, so starting with the next topic, we're going to get into week one, which is the foundations of freedom. These are the disciplines that freedom is built on. Things like your fight club, like routine, like eye discipline and thought discipline, and getting your environment cleaned up from all this junk. And most importantly, Jesus and his role in this and what he has done to truly set you free. That's week one. Week two is the field guide. This is how to fight temptation in every circumstance. It's going to talk about how to pursue God properly, and it's going to talk about how to fight in every day. Whatever you're doing, no matter where you are, how do you fight off temptation? And then when you're in the trenches, when you are dealing with temptation that you feel like you're on the verge of failure, maybe you're in that bed at 2 a.m. and you can't fall asleep, and you are just wanting to fail, how do you win there? It's going to talk about all of that. And most importantly, it's going to talk about how do you win today? How do you make the next right decision? That's week two. Week three is the battle doctrine. These are the mental shifts that are required for breakthrough. This is stuff like understanding who your enemy is and what his role is in this battle and how there is a spiritual aspect to this. And this can talk about you and how, while there's a spiritual aspect, there's still an aspect of you just want to fail and you keep putting yourselves in bad situations and that's what leads you to failure. And then it's going to talk about God and the grace that he offers. It's to talk about how that is truly what breaks us free and that we're not fighting for something, we're fighting from it. That's week three. And then week four is the science. This is going to be all about how we rewire our brain and do the heavy lifting to completely change how our mind works and to set ourselves up for a lifetime of victory. That's week four. Week five is the deeper problem. Lust is not a solitary thing. It is completely intertwined with every other issue that you deal with in your life. So we're going to talk about how that plays into moving forward and the things that will still lead you to failure, even when you're living in victory, and how you can move through that. And that's week five. And then week six is the next steps. And that's just all about how to live your life in freedom forever for the rest of your days. So that's where we're going. But there's one more thing we need to talk about with the Fight Club. The Fight Club isn't just a brother that you can confess to once and move on. It's not just someone that you shoot a text to every time that you fail. A Fight Club is a group that fights with you, that is in the foxhole right next to you, that is arm in arm going to war every single day. Now the daily piece we'll talk about next time. But today we need to talk about the weekly debrief. Every single week, you need to get together with your Fight Club and you need to talk about what you are going through. You need to dedicate an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever it is, to just have honest and open conversations. A place where you can talk about what you're learning through this, a place you can talk about what you're learning through your battle, and a place where you can just be open and honest. You know, maybe you go out and you get dinner once a week, or maybe you go play a round of golf, or you know, maybe you go play pickleball or anything. Just have a set time every single week where you can do a weekly debrief about everything that you're learning and you can keep fighting together and keep holding each other accountable. So Your job today is to go start your Fight Club. If you have asked yourself, genuinely asked yourself that question, are you ready? And the answer is yes. Then your first objective is to go start your Fight Club. Find a couple guys, 2, 3, 5, 10, 15 guys, whoever it is. Go find them. Be vulnerable, confess to them, and invite them into this. And then go to war. Because today is the first day of the rest of your life.